So after that massive win over Tipperary 2 weeks ago, Waterford travelled to Nolan Park on Sunday to take on Kilkenny in round 5 of the National Hurling League. Liam Cahill's side are almost guaranteed a place in the league semi-finals already, while Kilkenny must win to stay in contention to steal a place in the last four. Well, to preview this one, joining the line by former Daisha boss Michael Ryan. Michael, given the fact that Waterford have a league semi-final pretty much secure at this stage, what approach will Waterford take into this one?
Which will be interesting, Tomás, there's no doubt about that. It will be very interesting to see what team Liam puts out. As you said, he's virtually completely certain to play in the semi-final. Kilkenny need to win, and we all know what Kilkenny bring to the plate. There's no such thing as a challenge game or a friendly game with Kilkenny. They have a proven record in the league over the years that they'll want to go out and win this game and qualify for the semi-final. I believe Liam may have a few injuries, and he might try to get a last gasp look at a few fellas and give a few fellas a chance to cement their place. He's built a really strong panel over the last couple of years, and you know that they look now as if they have 22 or 3 fellas who are capable of stepping up to the plate. So I would suspect that if he wants to find out exactly where a few fellas stand, he may throw him into the equation for this game.
Do you think he'll throw some of the Ballygunner players into the equation on Sunday, Michael?
I would think so, because at the end of the day, the sub final is over more than a month now, and I think. Now, everybody needs match practice. I believe they're back in training, and Waterford trained very hard, actually. In fairness, I saw them training a few nights with the under-20s, and they were training beside us. But they're in really good shape. They're one of the fittest teams in the country, if not the fittest team. So I would expect that that Liam will probably throw in a couple of the Ballygunner fellas, because at the end of the day, the Munster Championship is only 4 weeks away.
Did anything catch your eye about those sessions that you saw recently, Michael?
Well, they were on the adjoining pitch to what we were doing, and obviously they're training very hard. They didn't spend too much time looking at them, but I mean, it was a typical, you know, Waterford training session with Liam Cahill, what you'd expect. Everybody giving 100%. That's the way he is, the manager. He gives 100%, he expects 100%, and, you know, they seem to be moving very well.
Do you think, should Waterford go 100% to try and win this competition, Michael?
I think so. To be honest, I'd like to see, you know, winning is a good habit. There's a national title at the end of the day, and there's only two national titles at stake. And if you add in the Munster Championship, there's only 3 cups to be played for, you know. And I think we haven't won anything else. We won the league in 2015, I think, tomorrow. I suppose it's 2015. So, you know, we need to go and win something. And I think Liam will be able to win it, no question about that. Isn't the be-all and end-all? Now, it's a little bit tricky from the point of view that if we win the league semi-final, and that's an if. If we get to the league final, it's very close to the Championship. So, you know, you could risk picking up injuries. But I think at the end of the day, I think Waterford will be able to win that league and put down a marker for the rest of the year.
What impressed you most about the victory over Tipperary in Welsh Park?
Well, first of all, we didn't get off to the best of starts, you know, but never panicked, kept using the ball, ran Tipperary off the pitch. I thought our fitness levels were phenomenal on the day. And, of course, some fantastic performances. I mean, Stephen Bennett was outstanding. He's in the form of his life. He's one of the top 3 hurlers in the country at the moment. Maybe a little bit of concern that he's getting the vast majority of the scores. He's getting more than 50% of the scores. Maybe we need a few more fellas to chip in and get scores. But the way they went about their business, never panicked, rolled up the sleeves, used the ball really well. Tremendous level of energy right around the pitch. Made good decisions, pulled Tipperary all over the place. The end of the day wore him down, drove on and won the match very easily.
You mentioned Stephen Bennett there, Michael, like he finished with 116. Was that one of the best performances you've ever seen in Welsh Park?
Some absolutely incredible scores. I mean, you're 1 point from 90 yards. He's free taken. He's gone to the stage now. He's almost a 19 out of 20 free taker. You know, he's hit that level. He didn't always have that, but I think in the last couple of years he's really come to the fore. But he's also he's very quick on the ball. When he gets, he's deceptively quick when he gets the ball. He makes good decisions. He sees the pass. He's a phenomenal hurler. I actually love watching him play. And you know, and like. You know, it took him a while to make the way to get the water. He'd been a fantastic under-21 player. He didn't get on the team straight away, but he's kept at it. And, you know, he's a brilliant hurler, and he's so important to the team.
Which of the newcomers that Liam Cahill has looked at during the league, Michael, do you think could make the grade for the Championship this summer?
Well, it's hard to know, Tomás, because, you know, I thought Tom Barron had a couple of decent games. He had a couple of decent games. Keane Wadding played midfield the last year. It's probably hard to break through in midfield. But people like, I mean, he's not a newcomer, but Patrick Curran has really established himself over the last 12 months, and he's playing centre forward. He needs to be in the action, and Duncan played him centre forward again last year. He's a really, really top player, and you know, Ila Daly seems to have found a new lease of life. saw a little bit of Cormac Daly as well. I was impressed by him. But overall, as I said already, you know, there's a good core of players coming through, and you know, some of the other fellas are coming back. But it has to be said, fellas like Jamie Barron are crucial to this team, and you know, fellas like Austin Deese and these fellas. We need a full deck. We need a full hand. And if we can get everybody fit and available for selection, either to start the game or come on, then we'll be a match for anybody.
You mentioned Jamie Barron there, Michael. He's obviously out with a quad injury at the moment. How important is it to get some minutes into him before this league campaign is out?
Yeah, ideally, yes. But at the end of the day, you can't afford to rush it either. You can't afford to bring him back until he's ready. And Lehman and his management team, they will know that, and they won't play him until the time is right. But ideally, you know, if he's the feature in the early rounds of the championship. And it has to be said to us, the Munster Championship is cutthroat. There'll be two serious teams staying at home watching the rest of the championship when the Munster Championship is over. And you know, that Waterford Tipperary game is an absolutely crucial game. Nothing is decided yet. Tipperary will be stung by that performance, and they will come bouncing back. From Jamie Barron's point of view, the ideal scenario would be to get him some game time in the league, because you just can't come from nowhere. If he doesn't get game time, he won't have played in 4 or 5 months. That probably won't have played since the Niles game in the championship. Was it the county final? Because he missed the Munster club. So, you know, you can't just roll out into the Munster championship and play the game in 4 or 5 months. And Liam will know that pretty well too.
The Leinster championship is going to be pretty cutthroat as well. Michael, Kilkenny will be fighting for one of the three places in that particular championship. They have 3 wins out of 4 so far in the league. What have you made of their form so far?
Well, funny enough, Tomás, in that first game against Antrim, they struggled. You know, they didn't play well. They won the game. And then there was the battle with Tipperary. Won that Tipperary beat it by a pint, and that was a tight decider. And then, of course, they were always going to beat Leash. So, but what really impressed me was the game against Dublin, because Waterford went to Parnell Park. That's a very difficult place to play, and you know, and in fairness to Kenny, they went up there and they absolutely destroyed Dublin, all over the pitch. A lot of the traits of Kenny Hurling that we've seen over the years, a lot of those really good traits came to the fore. Fellas like Walter Welsh, you know, staff found a new lease of form. There are 4 or 5 new players on the team, and no Belly Hale player. So it was a typical Kilkenny performance, and you know, I'm expecting more of the same on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to the game, because I think, you know, Kilkenny have to win. We won't want to lose, and you know, there's place to be won or lost with the championship. So it's an intriguing show.
Yeah, and that display against Dublin was a real typical Brian Cody performance as well, Michael, and you encountered him a couple of times on the sideline. What did you kind of learn about him when you saw him at such close quarters?
The first thing you always know about Brian Cody is how serious he is and how determined he is to win. He's not a fella for half measures. There's no half measures with Brian Cody. As I said about Kenny, there's no challenge game. Everything is 100%. He's out to win every single game. He's a ferocious competitiveness. And that probably singles him out from a lot of people. I think Liam Cahill is a bit of the same in fairness, but he's ferociously competitive. He wants to win every game. And I know I've heard a lot of Kilkenny people over the years, and I need a lot of people around the country saying that, you know, maybe he should have stepped down. I certainly wouldn't be the man to tell Brian Cody to step down. And if you look at it, Tomás, as far as I know, I'm digging my memory here, the only defeat suffered by Limerick in the last 3 or 4 years in championship was at the hands of Kilkenny and Brian Cody. Am I right in that? That was their only defeat. And, you know, they can always turn up and produce a big performance on the day. And there seems to be a lot of life left in the old dog yet.
How far do you think he can bring them this year, Michael, Brian Cody?
Well, it will be difficult. There's no question about that. I mean, fellas like TJ Reid, you know, how much more is left in TJ Reid? One of the greatest hurlers that ever played the game. And, you know, an outstanding, you know, man for Kilkenny. A real, again, a 95 out of 100 free taker, and a great man from play to win the ball. So it'll be interesting to see. He needs to find probably 2 or 3 more young lads. Now, he has a few. He's brought through a few in the last couple of years. They probably need to find another 3 or 4, and we'll actually know a lot more about Kenny on Sunday evening, because I think Waterford will test them. And also, you know, if Kenny do qualify for the league semi-final, which they'll want to do, that'll give him another game. And we all know the more games Kenny gets, more chances they get the blood players, the more dangerous they become.
They certainly will, and I suppose, unfortunately, Michael, we mightn't hear from Brian Cody on Sunday if the media blackout from players and managers continues in this dispute over expenses. The GAA are currently offering 65 cents per mile for 4 sessions per week. It's not been accepted by the GPA. They feel the GAA are reneging on the deal that was agreed in 2019. What have you made of it so far?
Well, You know, I mean, I suppose maybe I don't know the full story, but I'm not involved in county management anymore. But it seems to me, Tomás, that four sessions a week is fair. I couldn't see the necessity for any team to train more, or train three times a week and play a match. End of the day, game lasts for 70 minutes. But the 65 cent might worry me a little bit, all right, because at the end of the day, the price of petrol and diesel now, that won't go too far. The one thing I would like to say is I'd hate to see students, you know, out of pocket. They need to be that needs to be sorted out. But I think in fairness to the GAA, it is a difficult one. But if you were to ask me, four sessions a week seems fair, and it also seems adequate.
How do you see this being resolved, Michael, over the next little while?
Well, I mean, I suppose the only way to resolve any dispute is dialogue, and I hope that everybody will sit down and have a chat about it. I hope that common sense will prevail. And in fairness, you know, I suppose a lot of county boards are strapped for cash as well. It takes a lot of money to prepare county teams. And having said that, there's nothing more important than the players. Players should always be looked after, in my opinion. But, I mean, there's only so far you can go as well. I mean, you can't take the water out of the barrel if the water isn't in the barrel, if you know what I mean. But hopefully dialogue will sort it out. But again, I'll go back and say what I said originally about it. In my opinion, four times a week should be adequate for any team playing for the championship.
Just finally, Michael, you had a really busy 2021 with club teams and county teams. Can you fill us in on what sides you're involved with this time around?
I'm still managing my own Niagara Formal Water here in Pulling at football. I've stepped away from ladies' football. I was with them all for minor hurlers last year, so I'm with the under-20s this year. We have more or less the same management team, which would carry up people and Raymond Fear. And Sean Jimmy's coming to give us a hand as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. We're working away in the background. We have a good group of players. I wouldn't say we have any superstars in our team. And lads are working really hard. Some of the minors have come through from last year. So we have a date with Tipperary on the 13th of April, which is only 4 weeks tonight, up in Tullis in the first round of the Munster Championship. So looking forward to that. The fact that I'm not involved in ladies' football, I'd probably have a night or two of the week myself, which I'm probably going to enjoy. But looking forward to the year, there's a lot of games to be played and there's a lot of work to do.
Was it tough to step away from the Ballymac ladies, Michael, after just guiding them to 40 county titles in a row?
Well, I felt I've been there now with four years, and I felt they needed a new voice, and I probably needed to step away from myself. And I always feel that there's a certain time you can give with players. Now, they're a fantastic bunch of players, and they won that championship last year, you know, and it was a tough championship to win because the Rangers are a really good side. But Mike Carey's taken over as manager, John Field is still there, you know, so they'll still be a very formidable side. So, in one sense, you know, you always have a little bit of regrets, but I think it's for the betterment of everybody. I think, as I said, they probably needed a new voice, and, you know, I needed to step back for as well. So, it's a win-win all round.
Well, former Waterford and Westmeath manager Michael Ryan, great chat, GA, with you, as always. Thanks a million for your time this evening.
You're welcome to Moss.
Inside the 45. Oh, Bennett there, lovely control. Standing on the sideline. If that goes over, will you see a better score? No, you won't. It's over the bar. Over the shoulder, literally standing on the line, and Colin Butler, the tip manager, all he can do is turn and throw his eyes up to heaven.
You just have to applaud that, Ciarán, the way he ghosted onto it. Full tilt, coming out of the line and over the bar.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, Kilkenny versus Waterford will be our George Corbett scored a big match on Sunday. Join Kieran O'Connor and Dan Shanahan for live coverage from 1:30. I'll have updates on air and online on Waterford's National Football League clash with Sligo at Fairfield. Evie Fitzgerald's men are still searching for their first win of the Division 4 campaign after an agonising 1-point loss away to Wexford last weekend. Throw-in on Sunday is at 2 o'clock.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.